Izzy follows her mother to her closet, where she tries to steer Izzy towards a box that was for running shoes. But Izzy insists on a glossy black box that holds her mother's favorite high heels. Izzy returns to her room and lifts up the possum and carefully places her on top of a bed of crisp pink tissue paper. She is surprised that the furry little animal is still warm to the touch. Izzy's parents are standing at the door waiting. They seem very anxious to get the possum out of the house and into the hole in the ground that her father has already dug, so hardly that his back now hurts in places he calls the L4 and L5 area. Her parents seem to need to have this episode as she hears them whisper over as soon as possible. Her mother asks, "Do you want your father to take off the blue jacket, since it belongs to your bear, and the bonnet and boot?" Izzy makes a face that indicates no. Her mother manages a wobbly smile. "No, bad idea. Also, sweetheart, it's probably better not to keep touching the animal." Izzy stops crying long enough to say, "Can I just have a few minutes to myself to say goodbye?" Her parents exchange looks but don't speak. After a few moments, they nod and edge out of the room. Izzy stares down at the possum. She reaches her hand into the box and places it on the little animal as she says, "I'm so sorry." What happens next is the shock of shocks. The possum's little hand suddenly wraps around Izzy's finger in what can only be described as a firm grip. Izzy starts to scream, but she stops herself. "The possum isn't dead. This possum is alive!" Izzy's eyes focus on the Paddington Bear blue jacket. It moves up and down in very small increments. Why hadn't she seen this before? The animal is breathing! And then, as Izzy stares into the fancy shoebox, the little possum's eyes slowly open. She looks right up at Izzy, and with an expression that can only be described as relief, her little possum mouth opens and smiles. It's the smile that does it. Izzy takes action. She scoops the possum out of the shoebox and runs to her bureau. She opens the door, which is filled with soft cotton t-shirts. Then she sets the possum down, she hopes in a comfortable position, and shuts the drawer. Izzy next goes to her bathroom. She grabs the shampoo bottle out of the trash can and quickly fills it halfway up with water. She tests the weight and adds another inch of water. Better. Izzy runs back to her bed, puts the shampoo bottle in the shoebox, and pads the tissue around the container to keep it snug. She places the top on the shoebox and then grabs a ribbon from her night table. She wraps the ribbon around the box and ties it tight. She's just finishing the bow when her bedroom door opens. Her mother looks in. "How's it going, Izzy? Are you ready?" Izzy, no longer crying and newly energized, tries to look sad, which is hard because she is anything but sad. Not an actor. She secures the ribbon and attempts to sound full of sorrow. "Yes, I said my goodbye. Let's go put her in the front yard right away." Izzy lifts the shoebox and starts for the door. She hasn't gotten far before Columbo charges in. The dog jumps up to get at the shoebox. Izzy's father appears from the hallway and reaches for the dog's collar, but Columbo angles in the other direction and gallops, which is an accurate description of how the frenzied canine moves when he's focused on something, into the bedroom. Izzy's mother takes off after him. "Columbo, get out of there!" The dog's nose goes to the ground as he frantically sniffs the floor tiles as they are coated with beef jerky. Then, before Izzy's mother can gain control, Columbo bolts back into the bedroom. He lifts his nose into the air, and Izzy can tell he's picked up the scent because he lunges straight for the bureau. She shrieks, "Get him out of here!" The alarm in her voice seems to penetrate the dog's brain because he's even more anxious as he throws himself against the bureau. His claws scratch the top drawer and his teeth clamp down on the knob. He's going to open the drawer! But to Izzy's parents, he just appears to be an insane dog intent on destroying good wooden furniture. Izzy's father shouts, "Columbo, no!"
There is something about Izzy's father's voice that commands attention, especially when he's angry. And the only thing that really gets him angry is Columbo. Izzy's father grabs the dog by the collar and pulls him away from the bureau. Seconds later, Columbo is out of the room and sequestered in his dog crate in the kitchen. And not long after that, Izzy and her parents lower a fancy shoebox, containing a shampoo bottle filled with water, into a hole in the front yard and say a prayer.